This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration is attacking infant mortality the wrong way. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the administration gets high marks for its intention to do something about the shamefully high rate of infant mortality in the United States. For years, we've ranked far behind many other industrial nations. But the administration's plan is flawed. It targets only 10 cities when many more jurisdictions need help. Also, the administration wants to pay for its initiative by cutting funds from hard-pressed programs that other cities are now using to reduce their own infant mortality. Infant deaths are a tragedy affecting families throughout the country, Al. Targeting only 10 cities is inadequate when many places need help. It's also unfair and counterproductive to cut even further on the limited funds now being used to tackle the problem. A few cities move forward, but many others lose ground. Back to the drawing boards, Al. Let's get it right.
Ted, you should put the Bush administration's money where your words are. Come on, you're way off base on this one. Let's just toss out for a look the raw dollars the president has requested in his new budget for infant mortality. Bush proposes $139 million for specific infant mortality programs next year. That's $82 million more than this year, a huge jump. On top of that, the president wants $258 million for immunizations, $554 million for maternal child health programs, and $12 billion for Medicaid. And let's not forget the $2.5 billion for the Women, Infants, and Children, the WIC program, and the other $6 billion for child nutrition plans for the older kids. And lastly, Ted, even with all the bucks we do invest in solving infant mortality, let's not lose sight of the real human truth that losing a single child is the tragedy we must all work to prevent. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.